This call is being recorded.
As you move into that Merkaba-like vehicle, your light body, allow yourself now to begin to drift up, rise up. And as you are rising up, know that you are also rising up in consciousness, in love. As you continue to move up, so you have risen to a point above the earth, high above the earth. And you look back down now and see the earth, see the beauty of the earth. Also be aware of all of the ships that are out here. Then as you're looking at the ships, be aware of the planets in the solar system. Then look beyond the planets. Look out through the galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the galaxy. And then continue to go beyond the central sun, as if you were looking through the sun itself into many other galaxies. All of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the universe. Continuing on, finally come to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic central sun, the one source. And from that one source, from that sun, see an energy that is coming from the sun now as a white light, a brilliant, brilliant white light. Coming down through all of those central suns of the galaxies, all of the galaxies. And then finally through the central sun of this galaxy. And through all of the planets, connecting all. See this white light connecting all. All of the planets, and then through the ships. Connecting all of the ships, all of the cosmic beings, then down to the planet Earth, Gaia herself, and see this light moving down to the planets. Now be in two places at once. Be high above in your Merkaba, but also be down on the planet itself, if you can do that. Be in both places, as well as in your physical body. If you can do that, you can see this wave of energy, this brilliant white light coming to the planet. You can see it going down to the planet from your Merkaba, your light body, as well as seeing it come to the planet, you're able to do so. This light then moving across the entire planet, everywhere it goes, it illuminates wherever darkness is left. See less and less and less darkness across the planet. Less and less of the dark forces. And wherever there are those dark forces, see the light moving in, penetrating through the dark, illuminating the dark, pushing the dark out. Hopefully, even turning that dark into light. See that happening all across the planet and all of the zones across the planet where you still may be aware of pockets of darkness. Now let there be light. Let there be love. Let there be high consciousness and oneness. See the earth, the surface of the earth transformed. This is happening. Wherever there is decay and dying, see it all coming back to life. Forests springing back to life. Water being purified everywhere. The oceans, the rivers, the streams. Purified. As if Gaia herself was simply cleansing herself. Washing away the old paradigm. Bringing on the new. You can almost see it as a wave of energy, wave of light, moves across the planet, purifying everything in its wake. After the wave has passed, that which is left in its wake is pristine and crystallized. Purified, beautiful. Where there were no flowers, see beautiful flowers springing forth. Fragrance, smell the fragrance. Touch them if you can. Feel the energy all around. The higher energy. For a moment, bask in this purity, in this cleansing process. As this cleansing process is happening, see it cleansing your physical body as well. Moving through your physical body, purifying your body. If you'd like, you can use a violet flame to do so, or simply wash it over this wave of energy, this wave of love. Know that you are loved beyond measure by all of us, and certainly by the God Source that is you. For it is you. Now let yourselves begin to come back to your physical body, your Merkaba, your light body, back towards your physical body. Bring your Merkaba light back into your body. Feel the merge of the process that merges back. You and the light body are one. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness, circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara. I appreciate again these moments that I can be here and share with you. And continue to move along this process now that has begun. This new phase that I have spoken of, as well as many of our brethren have spoken of. For there are many changes occurring at this time. You are beginning to feel them yourselves more and more. You're experiencing them in your waking state as well as your dream state. Many of you are realizing now your dream states are much more than what you had grown to believe. They are so much more. As you continue to experience these altered states of consciousness, I will call them, you are realizing that you are so much more. Have always been, always will be. For you, I, all of us, are a part of the great oneness of all things. We are all here now, all of us. We, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, the Antarians, and so on, are all here now to bring this process, this ascension process, to a culmination. And along the way, we have certain operations that we have been attending to. I spoke once before about the prime directive and how we have to follow that prime directive. But now we have been given the go-ahead to move the prime directive along and call it now prime interference, where we can begin more and more to interfere. We are doing so by showing ourselves to many, many more of you across the entire planet, uncloaking our ships. In many respects, though, so only those that do have the eyes to see can view us. For many times, there will be those who will look at the sky and see us in our ships. And there will be others around that will not see what you are seeing. They will be looking in the same direction. They will not see because you are seeing beyond the veil. You are seeing into the higher dimensions, getting those glimpses that have been spoken of many times. This is the process now that is happening. And we and our ships are watching all of the proceedings here on the planet and able more and more to interfere whenever it is possible. Whenever it does not interfere with your freedom of choice, we cannot do that. But if your choice is that we would interfere, then we can now more and more. So we ask now all of you, not only those of you in this group on this call, but all of those who would read and hear these words, we ask you now to ask for our interference. Ask for us to make ourselves more and more known. Ask even for us to land when that is possible. Those times are coming when that will be more and more possible. I have spoken of first contact, as others are also speaking of first contact. But I want you to understand that first contact is not so much beaming you up or landing our ships and taking you aboard. First contact is even what we're doing at this time now. We are making contact with you now. and more we shall do so. We shall continue to make contact with you in many different ways, this being one of those ways. But very shortly, first contact as you are knowing it now will proceed into a more physical interaction and a reunion of those of us with those of you that are ready for this. And you must understand that those of the ascended masters that have been working diligently with you through this one I speak through now and through many others, we have been preparing you for those times when we can reunite. And we long for that reunification. We long to come together again with those of our brothers and sisters who left long ago, left from the stars and came to this planet to become a part of this evolution here and see the light returning to the planet. See the light now you are, and feel the light now you are. Because as the light continues to come into this planet and into your bodies are taking this light in, anchoring it for others to be able to hold and share. But as this light comes in, it is changing your very molecular structure in ways that you are not yet fully aware of. But even science now is beginning to become aware of these changes in your DNA as these downloads continue to come in and continue to alter your DNA, bringing it back to the pristine 12 strands that it once was. Now, of course, that will not happen overnight, for your bodies would not be able to withstand it. You would have to leave your body for that to be. But your bodies are altering and changing slowly enough so that you can go through these miraculous changes. And your carbon bodies shift into a more complex crystalline form. Not that you will no longer have your physical body, you will. And it will be as if seemingly nothing has changed, but your physical body itself will be altered through this process. But do not have any fear whatsoever of this process, because it is all is being monitored constantly. You, each one, have those that are monitoring your progress and are making sure that it is not too much for your central nervous system to handle at any given time. Unless, of course, it is within your contract to do so. That is so for some. But for most of you now, that is not the case. You are preparing the way, not only for others, but for yourselves as well. For yourselves to merge back in once again with your multidimensional selves, and that therefore your higher God self. And that, my friends, is essential. Be ready for it, because as your saying goes, things are going to ramp up quite a bit now. I am Kara, and I am going to, with the permission of those who work through this group, am now going to take questions if you have questions. And also, Shoshana, we believe, is standing by, is she not?
Yes.
Very good. And we will take questions if you have. The one who serves will return certainly at another time to work through this process. But as I say, I have been given permission to do this now. There be any questions?
Yes, beautiful Kara. So thank you for being here with us. Just feel your beautiful presence. This is Lorelei. I have been given that I am somehow connected or maybe connected to Archangel.
Can I hear you? You need to speak
how do
a little
we
louder.
I don't
here.
Know how to turn this up.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I'll try to talk louder. I have been given that somehow I am connected in some way to Archangel Gikiani. I was wondering if you happen to know much of her, or if you could say something about her.
What I can tell you here is that there are many angels and archangels, many more than you have yet come to understand. You have those, what you would call the regular ones, that are associated or with this evolution here, have stayed on here, you might say, and have been a part of this expression here on this earth with Gaia and with all of you, the human condition, we will say here. And this one that you are speaking of is one that has not been a part of this particular evolution, but she has come forward now, as well as others will also. For there is much attention now toward this small little planet here, your home for this time. And much attention has been brought here where there are those coming not only from this solar system, but this entire galaxy, and even galaxies beyond, to witness this amazing transformation that is happening here on this planet and with all of you. This, as you have before, has never been done before in this way. And many are watching now to see how this process will continue to transpire and use it as a template for those that come after. For there are many worlds, many, many more than you can even imagine at this time, that are in this three-dimensional state also, and going to be able to go through this process just as you have, but in a way that is more streamlined than you have had to do. You are the template. You are the ones, the way showers, that are paving the way, not only here on this planet for your brothers and sisters here, but for your brothers and sisters across the galaxy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be any other questions?
This is Gina. I have a question.
Yes.
There was a transmission that I came across this past week, and they were referring to, well, of course, Lemuria, Atlantis, all with Gaia shifting and all of these beautiful islands that were that had sunk before are ready to, well, they're not ready, but they will be coming up from the oceans, and many more islands besides those, but also that there were some amethyst crystals. Many crystals, even the quartz crystals throughout the world that also will be rising, but that these particular ones were in the Lake Tahoe, under Lake Tahoe, actually, and there was another portion of it right next to it, maybe about another mile over, and that some of us were the keepers of this, and that we will be going there once more when they start to, we need to go, or not, we don't need to, but that we're going to go, be moved to go to these locations and tend to these crystals once more as they come up. Any input on that at all?
As you are saying, the islands or the lands that were once above the surface of the planet and had submerged, as has happened with Atlantis and Lemuria, they shall rise again, along with the crystalline states across the planet as well. For just as your carbon-based body is changing now from the carbon to crystalline state, so too is the Earth herself changing from a carbon-based state to a crystalline state as well, also to be able to hold more and more of the light. She is going before you, though. She is changing much more rapidly than your bodies are at this time. And the crystals that you speak of are everywhere across the planet and will begin to rise also. And there will be a need for those of you, those that are prepared for this at the time, and many of you that will be called for this were those who were in Atlantis and worked closely with the crystals at those times. So that is correct, as you are saying. And Shoshana, do you have something to add?
I do not have anything to share with this one that asked the question. What we would say at this time is that we bow to you and we are grateful for your presence here, my dear sister. My dear sister Kara, thank you.
Wonderful. And we of the Pleiadian fleet feel the same about you and your connection as Shoshana and also as Joanna. That is for another time to speak more of.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions? Did this answer your question,
yes,
dear sister?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
And is there another question?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Greetings, Kara. This is Gary. Last evening in the transmission, you related to me that the craft, the cloud craft that was hovering over my home at about 200 feet was in fact Sirian, and that it had to do with a past life, Ognaten. And what I'd like to do is frame the question before I'm making a statement, because I have to frame it with that reference before I ask the question. The first thing is, yes, I give the Palladians, I give your people, our people, and the Sirian, again, my people also, full permission to interfere and assist me with knowing. Okay, knowing that, I came back and started researching. And having gone through a PhD, there's a 3D way we go through the scientific method. However, I'm out there trying to gather information, and I'm coming to a roadblock. I took it, I worked till 4 a.m. I took it as far as I could take it, finding the information to thread everything together with the Sirians, Ognaten, me, and what's going on, and the Palladians. Okay, so that information isn't in libraries. So I'm standing in my power, and I have the power to and the abilities to channel and download information. But I feel it's at a slow pace. I need assistance with the downloading of information so I can access information that the libraries don't have. And I know this is way out there, but it's it's the help that I need right now in putting together and accessing this information to further assist.
It is not so much that it is way out there. It is that you are focused much more on the doing rather than the being right now. You are worried about the information. You have mentioned that term several times here, the information, the information. And the information that you are receiving at a download level, we will say here, is not what you are thinking it to be. In terms of, it is not something you need to understand. You just need to simply be. You will not understand it at your three-dimensional level. You will constantly be asking, what does this mean? And what does this mean? And how does this come together? And how does it all tie in together? And you cannot go about it from that point of view, not from where you are looking at it now. But as you rise up in consciousness higher and higher, you will begin to understand how it all comes together without having to follow the information part of it.
Oh,
does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes total sense. So basically what I need to do is just remain in my heart and let it be and let the information blossom.
Yes. Let it be.
Okay. Got you. Thank you, Kara. Much love.
Shoshana, anything?
Well, Shoshana wishes to agree completely. And what we see in the human mind that has moved forward to this PhD level did so with a great analytical ability and a great ability to analyze and put things together so that they could progress in the 3D realm. And I believe that the one that is speaking referred to that. What is important here for all to hear and consider is that analysis will slow us down. Analysis will make us think in 3D terms. And that what is important here is that we put aside speed, we put aside the idea that we must hurry through this and we must get this information quickly, because that again is a 3D concept, as Kara has alluded to here. So for all that have analytical minds, which is a gift in the 3D realm, it is not so much a gift at the higher levels. Namaste.
Yes.
Namaste.
Very beautifully said, sister.
Thank you.
I have a question. This is Cheryl.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to say I love you, Sister Kara, and I feel very close to you. I have been feeling that many of us will have joint missions with you when you all land. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Dear Sister Cheryl, you have yet no idea of your particular connection and those of your loved ones around you and the connection that you have with us. This is why I have been chosen to be the emissary to those of you in this group. And at this point, it is strictly this group where I am coming to. But know that these words that come through myself as well as Shoshana are meant for many, many more beyond this group. But you yourself are in process, dear Cheryl, for all that is coming through you as this ascension process continues on. That is all I am allowed to say at this time about this. For you will continue to have those downloads, those dreams, those waking experiences that you have been having, and they are going to increase many times over. Because you are the angelic expression, just as you have believed you are.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love you. And I look forward to sharing these experiences with everyone.
Yes.
I have a question.
I must share with the one, Cheryl. I must share for all to hear. And this is the most important aspect of becoming the ascension process, becoming the ascended being. And that is to know the mission is here. It has begun. And the one, Cheryl, and many of you that are on this call are integral parts of this mission. What we hear and what we hear through the Joanna, because she is relentless about this, is that the mission, the thought that you will be joining in a mission is not so much the truth, because you are the mission. And the one known as Cheryl must understand her great significance to all that would listen to her experiences in the dream state, which is not truly a dream state, but in the reality that she enters when her conscious third dimensional mind leaves and she enters these realms, is so significant to all that she is not going to have a mission in the future. She is having the mission now. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we wish to add here that this is not only for this one who has asked this question, but for many of you that are on this call, that you are all in an expression, a now moment of your missions. So it is not so much a future event, it is a now event.
Thank you both.
Yes.
I have a question, Clara.
Yes. Yes.
I received a message that you will have personal message to me, and I was debating should I ask or not, and was hesitant to ask you about it, but you will have message for me.
Yes, and I can say that I myself as Kara do not have a message for you, but there are one here on our ships and our fleet who does have a message for you. I cannot tell you the name. That must come to you on your own. But ask within your waking state or even your dream state, and ask for these messages to come. There is one who is waiting to begin to work through you and with you here.
I know who he is. I know who he is. But it was confirmation. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. Anything further here? Other questions?
Yes. Hi, this is Christy.
Yes.
Yes. I had a very profound synchronicity experience. And I've been very attracted to music for quite some time, but there's this one instrumental song that just hits me in such a profound way, as I feel like I'm being held by the universe when I hear it. I sort of followed this artist, the composer that created that sound, and I was reading about him, and I found that this one particular song is or piece is on a movie, and it's a movie that I had been wanting to watch, and so this encouraged me to go ahead and watch it. And that movie is Arrival, which was done 2 years ago. This song was at the beginning and at the end of this movie, and this movie is about extraterrestrial beings coming to Earth to assist humans to basically form unity with each other. And I was so struck by the movie and so emotional about the movie, and I just was on such a high with it. I'm wondering if there's anything more you can tell me about this experience.
Are you speaking of the movie itself, or are you speaking of the music from the movie?
Well, it's all connected in my mind because of the song. I was drawn to the movie, even though I wanted to see the movie. The song even said, okay, you need to see the movie now because this song is in the movie. So it's really the connection of everything as well as the message of the movie.
Yes, and as you may already be aware, this particular movie was brought about by those forces of the light that would bring these messages forward, that the extraterrestrials, as you know them, are not what you had been led to believe for so long now in all of your various movies. There are those movies, of course, that have been brought forth by the light forces, and these movies tell a different story. These movies speak of those of us here in our ships that are benevolent, that are here to help, to assist, to bring the light to you rather than the darkness. And this particular movie you speak of is one such movie as this.
I must share.
Yes, Shoshana wishes to share here.
Yes, thank you.
My dear sister, well, congratulations. Your higher self is knocking on your head. Your higher self is knocking at your door. Your higher self is speaking to you clearly. Often we think it's going to be a conversation, but in your case, the message is through the music. The message is through the movie. You must pay close attention to these messages that are being given to you in a seemingly subtle way, but it is actually not so subtle, that you would listen to the music, that you would find the movie, that you would watch the movie. It is clearly for you and your consciousness and your awakening process to pay close attention to these things, because they are part of your awakening process. It is very important for you to listen again, listen to the nuances of the music, watch closely the messages that are given in the movie, as this is clearly part of your specific awakening process. Much love to you, dear sister. Namaste.
Wow, thank you very much.
I have a question. Suzanne.
Yes.
Yeah, Suzanne in Rapid City. There's a little girl about 7 years old that has been missing since February 3rd. And her name is Serenity Denard, D-E-N-N-A-R-D. And she was at the Black Hills home in children's home in Rockerville, South Dakota. And I've been in touch with this group before, but what I think happened, she was just walked away and people saw her go, and they've had people from all over, helicopters, hundreds of people in between snowstorms, looking around with dogs and all kinds of things. And so my theory is this, that she has transcended, that she did her life work. She might have been an angel, I don't know, but I think they're never going to find her. Because when I went to my higher self, it's like she brought attention to the Black Hills Children's Home and what's going on there, in the sense that it's the old 3D way of doing things. I had found out about it a few years ago, thought maybe I would go there and do some work somehow, but never did. And so with my intuition, I decided to do what they call ETR, an energy transfer reset with a place. I was very careful because I had to be my higher self. It wasn't my lower self at all. And anybody that went there, anybody that worked there, anybody that visited there, had a choice in their higher self to change, and that somehow this little girl had brought attention to this type of place that's around the country, I'm sure, and to bring the new in so that people could actually be helped there, the children. I've been in touch with some of them, and some of the work that I had done in the 3G world, whatever, I thought would have helped them, but now I just did this. So my question, I guess, is what happened to her? Are they going to find her, or has she transcended and she's already done her purpose?
At this point, we, those of us that are working here, it is not just myself, Kara, but those of us here in the fleet that are participating in this process. And we asked those that mentor to us whether we could answer this question or not directly as you are asking it. And the answer at this time is no, because it is up to you and all of those that are working in this process to find this little girl, to find what happened to her, and to bring an end to the suffering that those who are her loved ones are going through. And it is not for us to be able to share this information at this time. But with that understanding, it is up to those who are continuing, or we find now that there is no continuing search going on at this time. Is that correct?
Right.
That they've ended the search? Yes. And it is likely that this one, as you are saying, has completed her contract, you might say. But that is not to say that she has left the body. That is all we can say on this. Anything you can add, Shoshana? You may not be under the same.
Well, I can share. I can share with this one that is asking the question. I can share that this is your path. This is who you are, and you have done all that you can do. We find in your consciousness, my dear sister, some doubt that you did not do all that you could, some doubt that somehow you could have made things different, but you have done all that you could, and you have with the loving heart and the high consciousness that you are, helped this one to complete her mission, and you must continue with your high heart and the love that you have in your heart to continue to send light and love and understanding, as you have the ability to change things just by your own consciousness and your heart. This one that you speak of, this small little one that you speak of, as we find it, is safe. She has sent us a message, as you were speaking, that she is safe. We do not understand what that means, that she is safe in heaven, that she is safe with Source, that she is safe on the ground. We do not know, but she has given us a message that she is safe. That is what we can share with you. And we must tell you that you are an amazing being with so much love in your heart. And all that you do is appreciated at many levels. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question. It's more of a dream I had that I'm looking for its significance. I dreamt that I saw 12 moons lined up in pairs, and one of the moons rolled off and rolled towards me. But when I got it, it was a soccer ball. It had the black and white patches of a soccer ball. And I held the ball, and it was a little soft, so it had lost a little pressure. And I was asking myself, should I take it back, or is this a souvenir? And I sat there debating with myself, and then a being came and sat on a chair and held a bottle to the place where that moon should have been to balance it, the whole thing. So then I said, oh, I'll give it back. So I took it back, and it was placed back where it came off of. So I went inside, and when I came out, there was like a whole bunch of people. And I'm just wondering, I know it wasn't a message for me since there were others involved. What is the significance of the 12 moons appearing in the sky?
Is this a dream that you have had before? In other words, is this a recurring dream or one time only?
No, I only had it last night.
Yes. Would ask you here, dear sister, is what is your understanding that comes from this? It is not so much important that another, such as ourselves, or even Shoshana, would give an interpretation of this, because it is our interpretation, not yours. And what from your higher self can be completely different from what another would give to you. Do you understand this? What is
yes.
your interpretation here? What did you receive already on?
I have just thinking about the 12 chakras, that it may be connected to our 12 chakras.
Very good. And Shoshana just did a here. And that means that she has something that she wishes to share. Is that correct?
What we wish to share. And is this Harriet?
Yes.
You are being given a very big message here. What we would suggest that you do, this is a very big message for you in this dream. What we would suggest that you do, and maybe you have already done this, is to write this down in great detail and read it over and over again, as there are many significant things in this dream. And as Kara has stated, you must interpret this for yourself. And the idea that you have connected 12 chakras with 12 moons is very significant, my dear sister. You must continue to ask your higher self to reveal more about this dream. And as things are being revealed to you, they would be revealed to you perhaps in another dream. You must continue to write these things down and string this information along, because this is part of your awakening process to learn to understand what the messages are for you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Shoshana.
Yes.
Thank you, Carol.
Yes. Now we need to move to a point where we can let go of this channel here, release it as the saying goes, and we need to do this now. But before I go, I wish for all of you, all of our brothers and sisters, all of you that are one with us and we one with you, continue to move in the direction that you are in, being in the perfect now at all times. Yes, it is wonderful to look toward the future and see all the wonderful things that are coming your way, but also know that those things that are coming your way are already here. If you would but believe that they are and create that timeline for yourselves. That is all I have, and all of my love be with all of you, and that we would find our reunion very soon.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.